You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Tuesday, January 17th. We're talking Cubs baseball today with Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. And, Kerry, you're coming off what I have to guess is an experience of a lifetime for you or for anybody that gets to say that they visited the White House and got to see President Obama in his last few days, literally here in office. And, of course, President Obama celebrating the World Championship of the Chicago Cubs. So, Kerry, I can imagine that you just have a treasure trove of highlights and anecdotes and memories from that trip. So just kind of take it away and just take us through the entire experience in the day and what it meant for you.
Well, I know my family was a little miffed that I didn't get to personally talk to the president as the media were kind of shepherded in the background. You know, this was a day for the Cubs, and this was a day for them to be feated. And it was just the East Room where they had the ceremony. It was packed. I'm told that I was standing next to a photographer who's done these quite a bit, and the president was late, and they said he's usually never that late, but apparently he was late because he and Michelle were spending so much time with the players and the staff before they brought them into the room, you know, talking to them and sharing stories. I don't think any of us realized that Jose Cardenal was Michelle Obama's favorite Cub. The president relayed that story and that she used to watch the games with her father. And so this was apparently, you know, in the 8 years that the Obamas have been in office, this was the first time that she actually came to meet with one of the teams that they were honoring. And she wanted to meet Cardenal, and he was on the trip. So that was, trying to reach him because I'm sure that had to be quite a thrill. And then the ceremony was terrific. The speech was terrific. The speech was also written by someone who is a huge Cubs fan, Cody Keenan. So that's sort of, as he told me, it was the greatest speech he ever, you know, he called it a dream speech, you know, and it was great to have that as his last speech to write for the president as the office is changing over. But it was just a thrill. It was just an unbelievable thrill. The thrill to have to see the president just so relaxed and interacting with the players. It was really cool to see them give him a number 44 from the Wrigley Field scoreboard. They also gave him a home and road jersey. They gave him a W flag that everyone had signed. And Laura Ricketts, that one of the Cubs owners, was nice enough to give him a lifetime pass to Wrigley, which he joked was non-transferable, which we all thought was pretty funny. But it was just he's a White Sox fan, and just for a short time there, he supported the Cubs.
Yeah, and with good reason, of course. And were there any, you know, references in his speech, you know, kind of playing off that White Sox fandom and you know, obviously, you know, the rival team of the city wins the whole thing. And anything tongue-in-cheek there that he remarked about him growing up a White Sox fan?
Well, he had a few zingers directed toward the team. What was really sharp on the part of Theo Epstein, the Cubs president of baseball operations, on his part, was that he issued Obama a midnight pardon and for being a Sox fan, and said that he could come over and join the Cubs, and they felt that was sort of related to the tickets too. Then Fergie Jenkins was in the crowd or in the audience, and he kind of yelled out to Obama, wanted him to put on the Cubs jersey that they gave him, which I thought was kind of funny, but it didn't, that did not happen. So I give Fergie a lot of credit for being that bold. But Obama, you know, Obama said, "I've made a lot of promises," but he said, "Even I was not crazy enough to suggest that during these 8 years we'd see the Cubs win a World Series." And it was a terrific moment.
Yeah, it just sounds like a dream day, you know, for you, for the Cubs players, and for President Obama. You know, again, for a day he got to be the number one Cubs fan of, you know, or a guy that admires the Cubs who grows up a White Sox fan, however you want to put that. So just a great day and a great ceremony all the way around. Kerry, as far as the player reactions to the trip, you know, who are some guys in particular that you talked to? I know that I believe there was a jersey exchange between 144 to another 44, as the president put it. I believe that Anthony Rizzo presented him with that 44 jersey. So what were some of the player reactions to having an experience that for so many guys is really is once in a lifetime?
We were only able to talk to Rizzo after the ceremony. So, and he was impressed by Obama's comments regarding sports and how they're a unifying factor for a lot of cities and people. And that was nice to hear. Obama, like I say, Obama's people had done their homework because he recognized Rizzo and also John Lester for their foundations and their work. And we didn't get to talk to any of the other players. I know a few of them put some things out on Twitter, which, you know, and how thrilled they were. I know Justin Grimm this morning put out that he woke up and he said it felt like a dream, you know, type thing where, you know, can't believe I just met the president. What I thought was nice is that a couple players who have signed with other teams, such as Dexter Fowler and Aroldis Chapman, Trevor Cahill is still a free agent, they made the trip and they were in the group too. And it was because they were celebrating, you know, the 2016 team. And I thought that was nice. When Ben Zobrist won in 2015 with the Royals, he was not able to go on their trip to the White House because they did so in July and it was during the season and he was busy with the Cubs at the time. So actually the timing of this in the off season was perfect for, like I say, for Fowler and Chapman and for Cahill who were able to go.
Yeah, just a great thrill for all those guys and even the guys that are no longer on the team. You're talking about Dexter Fowler, Aroldis Chapman. They got to reunite with these guys that they're going to have a bond with for the rest of their lives. So, you know, a great moment for them too. And, Kerry, I'm curious, you know, for the formal ceremony, you know, all the footage that gets put on every form of media, you know, social media too, I know that the trophy, I believe, was sitting on a table adjacent to the president as he was making his speech. But who had the honor, I guess, of carrying the trophy, you know, into the room before it was placed on the table? Did somebody, was it like a team official or did a player get to bring the trophy into the room before it was set down on the table?
Well, no, to be perfectly honest, the trophy was already there next to the podium before we got in. So it's quite the... It's not worth going into now, but it is quite the production to get everybody into the East Room and in position for this. But when the media was allowed in, the trophy was already there.
I got it. Yeah, I can imagine that you could write a few articles, to say the least, on that process, on what goes on at the White House for something like this. So, Kerry, I know, you know, including myself, a lot of people jealous that you got to have such an amazing experience there at the White House with the World Champion Cubs. A couple other points I want to hit on before we wrap it up. I know at the recent Cubs convention, you know, obviously it was a convention unlike any other in recent memory, now that the Cubs are the defending champions. But one thing that stuck out to me was the kids Q&A segment, and there were some great questions asked by some of those kids. What stood out to you?
Well, I mean, the kids section was fun. They've had these they have this seminar pretty much every year where instead of having the grown-ups go up there and ask questions to the players, it's a chance for the kids to ask the Cubs questions, you know, such as, you know, who's your favorite superhero, or what kind of superstitions do you have, or who's the best dancer on the team, you know, that kind of thing. The funniest moment was when the panel included Kyle Schwarber and Albert Almora Jr., Javier Baez, and Wilson Contreras. But one of the kids wanted to know what the Chris Bryant's favorite scary movie was. Well, Bryant wasn't there, obviously, so Schwarber called him and put him on speakerphone, and Bryant answered and said that he's a wimp. He doesn't watch scary movies. So, but of course, the kids that were and everyone in the ballroom that was watching this thought it was very funny and very comical. So that was good. It was, you know, it's good questions. I should give a shout out to Clark, the mascot, because he also took part in the panel and was writing his questions. Clark does not talk. He's a bear. But he did offer some answers. I think I'm trying to remember what his something about honey. There was something about what's your favorite food, and I think he wrote honey. But anyways, it was a very entertaining session.
Yeah, I bet it was. I mean, a thrill for kids, you know, regardless. But then to have one guy call another guy who just happens to be the MVP and to get an answer that way, that's got to be a memory that kid will never forget. Kerry, to wrap up here, some actual on-field business, not business really, but more speculation that as you've seen the developments in the hot stove season, if you had to pick one player that has changed teams this offseason, either through free agency or a trade, and that player made you think, boy, that would have been a great fit here in Chicago with the Cubs. Is there one guy that stands out to you?
Well, I'm not sure he fits your what you're looking for, but to me, it would be just really nice if they could have somehow figured out a way to have Dexter Fowler come back, because Fowler was, for two seasons, Fowler was the leadoff man, and that's something that this organization has really had a tough time filling that spot. And, you know, Dexter led the team last year in on-base percentage. That's what you want from your leadoff guy. And he's on his way to the Cardinals now. But it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the leadoff man and who's going to get things started for the team in 2017.
Yeah, it sure will. That's a big void left behind by Dexter Fowler. It hurts to lose him. It hurts even more to see him go where he went, certainly. But Kerry Muscat, great stuff as always. And the White House visits alone, I'm sure, just a major week. And it made a lot of the players' weeks as well. Thank you so much for the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.